You are listening to The Business of Being Dad. Get ready as we delve into the world of fatherhood, leadership, and legacy. I'm Rob Brody, your humble host and fellow single father, and I'm so excited you're here to join us. This podcast was intentionally designed for you, men who believe they're destined for greatness, those who never settle for excuses but instead take meaningful action, and individuals who reject the notion of being ordinary. We're here for the ones who understand that being a phenomenal leader goes hand in hand with being an exceptional father. Why? Because we believe in you. We believe you hold the power to shape your identity as a man, a father, and a leader. We believe you are the architect of your future, and you get to determine the impact and legacy you'll leave behind. So get ready to explore the depths of personal growth, strengthen family bonds, and create a legacy that resonates through time. Together, we'll rise, inspire, and change. Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of The Business of Being Dad. Today, we're diving into our ongoing series where we have these real heart-to-heart talks. And in this episode, we're talking about how to shake off that heaviness of shame and how to kick it to the curb. Are you ready? Let's go. Shame can be like a lead weight on our souls that pulls us down and makes us feel small. It tells us we're not good enough or we're not worthy enough. It's that voice that keeps us up at night, questioning our every move. But guess what? You are good enough. You are valuable. And today we're going to figure out how to remind ourselves of that. Last time we dug into shame and how it's different from guilt, especially in the lives of us as dads. We unveiled how it creeps into our lives, trying to define us. Today, we're picking up where we left off and confronting this demon head on. Shame is that heavy burden that can paralyze us, making it harder to even take a step forward. The first thing we need to do to beat shame is to admit it's there. Shed some light on it. Understand that lots of people, including many dads, many parents, have felt this way at some point. And once we acknowledge that it's there, there are six steps we can take, some practical steps to help take away its power. Step number one, self-reflection and acceptance. It all begins by reflecting on the root causes of your shame. And that's the key, the root cause. Understand that shame often comes from some sort of unrealistic expectations or past traumas or pressures that are put on us by society. Accept yourself for who you are and recognize that all of us have imperfections. Number two, open conversations with those we trust. Engage in open, honest conversations with your partner, family members, or close friends, and share your feelings about the shame that you're experiencing. Often, just sharing your experiences with loved ones can provide you a sense of relief and support. Number three, practice self-compassion. This is all about being kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a good friend, one who's facing a challenging situation similar to yours. Acknowledge that you are doing your best and stop beating yourself up. Number four, focus on what you're doing well. Incorporate positive affirmations into your daily routine. And what I mean by this is remind yourself of your strengths, your accomplishments, and the love that you provide for your family. This positivity can counteract negative self-perceptions and take away some of the power of the shame that you're feeling. And number five, engage in self-care. Prioritize self-care activities that rejuvenate your mind, your body, and your soul. This might include exercise, hobbies you enjoy, meditation, or simply spending time with those that you care about. Number six, seek professional help. Consider speaking with a personal therapist or attending group counseling. Maybe join a support group where you can share your struggles with others who have similar experiences. And remember, each episode in this series, we're diving into some deep and complex topics. We're talking about things like shame and guilt, fear and loneliness, self-doubt, and more. We're bringing up events that have happened in our past and some that have hurt us in a profound way and left a lasting impact. And while in each episode, we will provide practical strategies you can take to diffuse the power of these negative feelings and to begin to move through them, there might be things you're experiencing that require a deeper level of help. That's how it was for me. And so if that's you, I encourage you to take that step, start that process. It has been extremely beneficial for me, and it's made a huge impact on my life and my recovery. So moving forward, remember, overcoming shame is an ongoing journey. It takes time, it takes patience, and it takes consistency. So now we're going to revisit my personal story, the one that I began sharing in the previous episode, the story of the shame I felt following my separation. When we left off, we were talking about the thoughts that kept racing through my head that were torturing me day after day, week after week, month after month, and yes, unfortunately, even year after year. Rob, you are a horrible person. Rob, you are a piece of trash. Rob, you are a bad father. These thoughts tortured me. This shame sat with me, and without realizing it, these words became my identity. It was how I started to view myself. But that, my friends, is not the end of the story. Fast forward a couple years down the road, and I was doing the work. I had admitted my mistakes, and I did my best to make them right. I was focused on learning and growing and taking action to become the best father I could be, and all of that helped. It truly did. I even reached out to my ex-wife, and I made amends, apologizing for the mistakes I made. And her and I began to start co-parenting effectively and communicating better. And all of that set the table. I shared some of the shameful thoughts I was having with others, with a few close friends that I trusted. And that helped as well. Intuitively, I knew the voices in my head were lies. I knew that they did not represent who I was, not even in the past, and certainly not who I had become. In time, the shame I felt started to lessen and seemed to go away. Only not really, or at least not fully, because I could still be triggered. If someone made a comment that implied that I was a bad father or made a comment that I internally viewed as meaning I was a bad person, I still felt it. It still impacted me and the shame would resurface. Not as bad as it once was. It didn't have the power that it used to, but still it was there. It wasn't until I started changing the story I was telling myself that the real turning point came. Even though I had a lot of people in my life who were validating me as a father, validating me as a person, validating the growth that I had experienced, I still needed to change the narrative in my head to start to believe it. And so what I did was this. Instead of using I am statements, I started saying, this is what I did. For instance, instead of saying, I am an awful father, I started saying, I made the best decision I could at that point in my life, and every day since then, I am trying to be the best father that I can be. I love my kids, I care for them, and I am trying my best. I started to acknowledge the growth that had taken place, and I realized I'm not the same person I was then. I made mistakes, but I had also made amends. I had learned from them, and I did everything in my power to make it right, and I was determined to live a different life moving forward. And I also began to realize that I was feeling shame for decisions I made that weren't even necessarily mistakes or wrong. They were simply decisions. You know, shame is a shadow that hangs over many of us, and I'm no exception. The journey to shed this burden is ongoing. It's about confronting the past, forgiving myself, and focusing on being the best father I can be today. But that doesn't mean that shame will never try to surface again. The thing is that now that I have these tools, now that I've reframed the message in my head, shame will never have the power over me that it once did. In closing, I'd like to challenge you, listeners. Reflect on your own life. Are there areas where you find yourself making these negative I am statements? Sentences that go like this. I am a failure, I am a terrible partner, I am a bad father, or others? If so, then recognize this for what it is. Shame. Call it out. Give it a name and begin to take away its power. It's toxic and it deserves no place in your mind. Decide today to replace these toxic thoughts, as I did, with forgiving ones. Instead of saying, I am a failure, try, I made a mistake, and I'm growing from it. Instead of saying, I am a terrible partner, try, I'm working on being a better partner every day. And instead of saying, I am a bad father, try, I love my children, and I'm learning and growing to be the best father I can be. I urge you, listeners, to choose growth over condemnation, choose forgiveness over shame, and choose self-compassion over self-loathing. You deserve it, and so do your loved ones. So keep moving forward with courage and vulnerability, one day at a time, one step at a time. The journey is not easy, but it is worth it. Thank you for joining us for the Business of Being Dad podcast. If you found value in today's episode, I encourage you to share it with a friend who could benefit from our discussions on fatherhood, leadership, and legacy. Together, let's build a community of like-minded men who embrace ownership, commit to growth, and make an impact. And now, before we go, remember, greatness is within your reach. So stay strong, stay focused, and create your legacy. I'm Rob Brody, and you've been listening to The Business of Being Dad, where fatherhood meets success. See you in the next episode.